Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and this is a really treat. We're being joined by country legend, Wynonna Judd. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, of course, when we reached out to plan this interview, you did have a show, you know, planned for the Birchmere on December 13th, but that's been postponed, like everything this year in this crazy year. But yeah, let's start there. How have you been handling this quarantine? It's probably thrown your tour schedule completely off.
Yeah, everything is okay. So I have a saying, and I'm going to use a lot of those today because I'm one big metaphor right now. Everything is not okay, and I'm okay with everything because not only am I a Judd, my mom always said Ashley and I land on our feet. Okay, there's that, like a cat. And as far as being an artist, it's a devastatingly beautiful time for music. We're creating, we're like farmers. Think of it this way. I'll set a sort of the metaphor for seasons. Spring, you plant, and you have a waiting period for the harvest. I'm waiting for the harvest, and that's what my project is about after this EP, Recollections. I'm working on what do you do after a winter? What do you do after a storm? You live again. After the war, men come home, babies are born 9 months later.
Right. Exactly.
We do things. Listen, I have to say this out of the chute. I was raised on welfare. So when I talk, I'm not coming from a place of the privilege. I know that I'm privileged and I am grateful for what I have and I give a lot away. And that's what we're supposed to do. I'm coming from a spiritual place. When I say the things I do, this disclaimer means take what I'm saying from a perspective of being a mom and a wife and a farmer. As I look at the pigs in the backyard, I live on a farm and I don't talk like a celebrity. I don't even really deal with that word very well because I'm an artist. And to me, I've been on the road since I was 18. So
where is that farm? Remind us, where are you at right now?
I live an hour outside of Nashville where I bought a farm and mom bought a farm back in 1990 something. And I've had this land since I was a young girl. And now that I'm living on the farm, I'm living out my days with nature. You know, I wake up in the morning and I'm on the land and I leave the gate to do shows and I come home, I leave. I've been on the farm now 8 months. I've left the gate maybe half a dozen times. So it's been a lonely time. And when you're lonely, for me, isolation is on a bad day, solitude on a good day.
So it's true. And like you said a few seconds ago, it's going to inspire you and other artists to create some of your best work. I'm hopeful of that. I really am. You know, sometimes we got to look inward in moments like this and some of the best stuff comes out of that. So real quick before we get, I'm glad you teed that one up, but real quick, tell me about the EP first, Recollections. You know, tee that up for our listeners. Why might, you know, the Birchmere might be canceled, but you have an EP that, why would be a good, maybe a holiday gift for a stocking stuffer this year?
Well, you can download me anytime, right? So it's a, 24/7 for me. It's just what I do. And I did this EP not because, look, we're in the meantime. I'm living in there. I read a book one time called In the Meantime. What do we do between all the plans we're making, right? I sing, even if I'm not on stage. I sing. I've got my guitar right here, and I was singing earlier in another interview because that's what I do, guys, in the good and the bad times, in the best and worst of times. I sing because country music is real people in the real world, and it's real life, and life is not easy. So we sing. We talk about the hard times. We talk about life, you know, death. We talk about all of it. So this EP was, I'll tell you how it happened. I'm on Zoom calls with the fans. I've gotten to really appreciate the intimacy with one-on-one. Like you and I right now, we were going to do this just radio, audio. And I said, let's do video because I think we need connection. And I think the fans love it that I'm on Facebook Live. We started to do Facebook Live. And the next thing I know, we've got 4, 5, 6 songs. And we just put them on an EP because we want people to hear the live. We want people to hear the live, not the perfection, not all the fixes and all the acrobats and whoa, and I just wanted to sing and be heard and connect and remind people that there is hope. And that's what music does. So I just put it out because I'm in the meantime. So
I love it. So that's just chronologically speaking, release wise, the EP's Recollections. And then you just tease that you're going to come up with out with something else after that about the whole quarantine experience.
Well, I'm going to talk about, and this is really corny and I have to throw it out there because I'm so activated. I talk to Loretta Lynn probably every couple of days. Yeah, she's like my grandmother, sweet, 88 years old and sassy. Oh my gosh, talk about example of how to gracefully age. Brilliant. And this woman has put a pep in my step, and I've been listening to her music and Connie Smith and Tammy and Brenda Lee and all these women that came before me. And I went, oh my God, my sheroes, let's do a project about heroes and sheroes because we've lost so many. So yeah, I'm in the past right now, just appreciating where I come from. And then looking in the future, I mean, I literally talked to Diplo the other day. What is that all about? Right. And so I'm everywhere and I'm talking to, you know, Def Leppard's drummer, Rick, and we're talking about stuff. Look, I'm talking to Brandi Carlile. I'm getting ready to connect with Kelly Clarkson because I love people. And I just call people and say, hey, how you doing? And Blake Shelton texted me the other day and he's telling, I mean, come on, we're connected. And not because we're famous. Sure, that's great for a good seat in a restaurant. I think it's because we're really lonesome for that connection. We want to be connected. So.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Loretta Lynn. Give me one second.
I'm going to have to record this. I know it's coming up that we have to.
My wife has this Loretta Lynn hat. There you go. I'll wear that for the rest of the interview in your honor. So you mentioned you're throwing back to, you know, Loretta Lynn and you're sort of living in the, you know, ladies who came before you. Of course, that includes.
I had one photo and it really makes me mad. I'm so not technical. Tell me again so I can show her because I'm going to go see her. Loretta Lynn, we love Loretta Lynn. Show the hat. I'm going to show this to her.
All right. This is my wife, Ashley's hat. So she gets the credit.
We love you, Loretta. Okay. So anyway, continue, my dear.
That's why you suggested doing video instead of radio. I love it. I mean, you were just talking about with Loretta and you're sort of living in your mind space is a lot of right now with some of the leading ladies of country's past. And that of course includes, you know, your own mother, you know, you grew up, I just want to remind our listeners, you know, born in Kentucky, grew up singing with your mom, of course, the Judds. I mean, God, that was just some of the best work that country's ever seen. But remind us really quick about, you know, I know you grew up in Kentucky, but remind us when you moved to Nashville. I think it was late 70s and how you got that first deal with RCA.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I was born in Kentucky, 1964. We moved to Hollyweird, went there, came back. If you read the book, we're like literally in the U-Haul at pretty much every couple of years. My mother, Gypsy, we come to Nashville in 1978. We lived in a dilapidated sort of farmhouse. We had a cistern. Look, we grew up without TV and telephone. We lived pretty simple. She's a nurse and I'm going to high school, graduated 82, got a record deal in 83. What the heck? And then we went on the road for the 10 years. I've been on the road since 1984. Took one other time off for a year for my son's birth 25 years ago. This is the longest I've been home. So country music, 1984, we made Herstory and the rest is crazy. Like it's crazy. I think about it and go, what was it? I wasn't thinking. It was my mother's fault. She's the one that said, let's do it. And I went, okay. You know, I'm 18 years old. I'm just out of high school. So it's pretty crazy and wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, God, we could spend all day talking about all the hits. I mean, Mama, He's Crazy and Why Not Me? And, you know, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Old Days. I mean, do you have I'm sure you hate when people ask your favorites from a certain period, but, my listeners would love to know about, you know, when you first recorded, let's say, Why Not Me, you know, what was it like sitting with you and your mom recording that?
It was really hard because I was a teenager still in my heart was so free. I'm a very independent and free spirit. And my mom's very organized. And I mean, look at her hair, look at her clothes. Right. And I'm just wanting to rock and, you know, do all kinds of Elvis. And she's all like, love can build a bridge. And I'm going, Mother, I don't want to behave. I want to rock. And she's going, mind your manners, you know? And so I shared a bus with her for 10 years. I should win the Nobel Peace Prize.
For that alone.
Yeah. So for me, it's just, Why Not Me? It's like when you hear that, you know what I love about those days? You knew who it was within a couple of seconds, right?
Right, right.
Like when you first heard, that's out of tune. Had a dream. it was like, what is that? You know? And I think today the music is so produced and so kind of slick and almost pop. And I think I would love to see somebody just come on with a guitar and blow people's minds with their vocals. And the closest for me is someone like a Chris Stapleton, because it was about his voice. It wasn't just about production. You know what I mean? It wasn't about the record and the gimmick. It was about just, who is that singing? And so I loved the years with Mom because it gave me a chance to be a stylist. Even though I didn't know I was a stylist then, Tammy Wynette told me so. She said, you are a stylist. There are a lot of good singers out there. You're different. And I went, I know. And I made a career out of that.
Yeah. And I mean, you absolutely did. Remind our listeners about, you know, how challenging or nerve-wracking, but also exciting it was when you, you know, finally got to break out on your own. Because I know your self-titled debut, you know, your solo album in 92, Wynonna. I mean, I freaking grew up with that stuff. I saw the light in your window tonight, and no one else on earth, probably your iconic anthem. I think I just saw you actually perform that down at the Hamilton at one of those Grammys on the Hills things. So it still kicks. It got everyone up on their feet. Remind us how exciting that was, breaking solo.
It wasn't exciting. It was terrifying. I was in a coma for a long time, meaning that I didn't know where I was. I didn't know. I honestly don't remember. And I don't mean this that I'm not grateful. It's like when you're in a car wreck, you remember until impact. And then somewhere after the impact, everything kind of goes dark. I just remember going out on stage. I remember where I was. I remember Mom walking me to the stage, and the rest I don't remember. I swear I have to see footage on. I just do. I don't remember it. I think my spirit literally carried me through. And I think that's because there was a little bit of that PTSD kind of trauma where it was like riding a roller coaster. You scream really loud. It's really exciting. And all senses just go boom. And then it's over. Right. And that's for 10 years, you guys. I had to walk through a lot of those. 5, 4, 3. Somewhere at the 3, I'm looking, and I swear to you, this is not a lie, I'm looking for exits. Get me out of here, because I'm an introvert and I'm actually pretty shy. Yeah, I go out on stage and I love the music. I perform. I'm not a performer. I'm a singer. There's a difference, and I like to connect. So my point is, that was a crazy time that I wasn't prepared for. No one ever is. And like death, the death of the Judds, the mother-daughter relationship, it changed. And I went out on the road by myself, and I was really lonely. And it took me a while to figure out where and how to just be, right? You know, because we spend so much time in life reacting. And I had to learn how to be proactive. And now that I'm 56, I'm chill. But it took me like almost 40 years to get to where I'm just relaxed enough to speak in sentences.
Could you speak in a few chords for us? Because this is a treat for me. I did not know we'd be even on video, let alone have a freaking guitar here. So,
you know what I'm gonna tell you guys? My life is an open book. Yes, you know me. You guys know me pretty well. What you don't know is what life has been like for me on the farm. And I told an interview person a minute ago. I said, on a good day, it's solitude. On a not so good day, it's isolation from everybody that I love. And I love the fans, and they love me. And we're connecting with Zoom. We're doing live concerts, by the way, you know, Wynonna.com and all that good stuff. But when the cameras aren't on and the quiet of the day, I'm sitting here literally on my farm looking out, and the pigs are running in the backyard. And I'm just singing what's on my heart. Like, what do you do when you're really sad? You know?
Yeah.
I sing. And when you're happy, you hear the music. And when you're sad, you hear the words, I think the lyrics. So, love, I see love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. And then the audience sings, love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? And then I sing, just the other day, we did our one show in 6 months. And I just literally said, the grandpa thing is still really important to me, by the way. You know, it's not just a hit. It's not just because of the Judds. I still sing it every night. So that was, grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, You know, I mean, come on. That's just important to life in terms of who doesn't love their grandpa, you know, and if you didn't have a relationship with your grandpa. I think that's just music brings out the, oh, my goodness, you cry. You know, you're angry. God, this reminds me of my divorce. My fans always come up and say stuff like, yeah, I went through a really tough time. I was getting chemo and I would listen to one of your songs and I would look at them like, whoa, I've never heard that before. You know what I mean? And I hear it now and I go, I'm part of every day. And that's what country is. Everyday life, the good, the bad. That's what we do. We talk about what you're thinking. Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to write about that. I just think it's time for us all to really, of course, sort of, I start my day with gratitude. Look, I struggle, I'll be honest with you, and people know this who know me. I struggle between the light and the dark a lot. You know, when you feel as deeply as I do and you're an empath, you feel the pulse of the world. Yeah, I do. I have to turn my phone off, I have no news apps on my phone. I can't
probably
do it.
Smart.
Can't do it because I can't continue to react. My adrenals are pretty shot after years on the road. I need some time and space to breathe. I cook. I stay really quiet because I'm listening. I'm trying to spend more time listening and less time talking and doing. And that's really hard, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in my gig too. It's you got to stop talking. You just got to listen. So thankfully you have a guitar that I can listen to. Do you mind closing us out with anything? I mean, while you have it and maybe tell me why.
I'm taking requests. What? Let me see. You have to give me a choice here. Tell me what you want to hear.
Should we do Tell Me Why?
No. You know why? I swear to goodness, I don't have a capo.
That's okay.
So,
how about No One Else on Earth?
Nope. I can do this all day, but I can't play it because I don't have my, you know what? I wasn't prepared. I'll be honest with you. I should be prepared next time, but we weren't doing this. We were not doing video. So I was like sitting here going, I mean, I could go see, I don't even know what key it's in. Huh? What is it? Let's see. Hang on. I'm sorry I'm doing this, but I'm not sorry. You're on
take
my
your
time.
Time. Are you kidding me?
Can we take a second for just you and me, for me to tune?
Yeah, absolutely. We could even have, I can have my editor guy edit out the tuning part too.
Because when we're doing live, you have to wait for me to tune. See, production used to be I'd have, you know, three guys poised and ready to give me guitars in the right tuning. Real life, after you take off your nails and your veneers and your bra and your your extensions, who are you, man?
Right.
It's getting right. Real fast. I was doing a show the other night and this guy was talking to me and I said something, he gave me the finger and I went, oh, we're having a moment here. That's what I love the most. The fans are there, you know, and I miss that a lot. And now that we're not touring, I'm going, what in the world? There must be a reason I'm supposed to be here. I don't know. I'll let you know. So, C flat. I don't know. You know what? I haven't practiced that one this week. I don't know that one. So, okay, give me another choice. Just let's see. What are you talking about?
Why don't you just go ahead and pick one that you know you're in tune for?
If you want, but you want a hit. Probably you want something that's really fantastically successful.
Probably. And I know that's a lot to choose from.
There's a lot to choose from. You know what I'm going to do just because it's Monday? I'm going to do something that I did the other night, and it really thrilled me because it's like, you know what? It's so down to earth. Like, to me, No One Else. I mean, have you listened to the dance mix of No One Else? I mean, it's like, could you put any more bass and drums on there? I mean, but, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think I'm appreciating the acoustic is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha. I'm more of an acoustic guy myself anyway, so. The rest kind of drowns it out, if you ask me.
I swear to goodness, this guitar. Next time I'll be in tune.
It's totally fine. The listeners will not even know this part of the interview is happening. I'll cut it all out and we'll cut right to you playing.
You can give real though. I want you to give real.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry. So when you're Tell me about you for a minute while I'm doing this. Talk to me about how long have you been in your job?
I have been at WTOP since about 2008. It was my first job out of college, and I came at it less from the music side, more of the movie side. I was a movie critic, and I got my master's in film, so I kind of went at it that way. I review movies on Fridays, but then to make it a full-time gig, I expanded it out to concerts and plays and everything. So I got married to a singer a couple years ago. She's in a band here in Frederick, Maryland, an hour north of D.C., and she's one of your biggest fans ever, so she's getting a kick out of this.
So do you like being in radio?
I do. I mean, if everyone's been forecasting the death of radio for, what, decades now? But, I mean, look what we're doing right now. We're going to have a Zoom video that's going to be posted online, and I'm going to transcribe it into a giant article in addition to two radio pieces. So it's not that radio died. It's just evolved into multimedia and podcasts.
How would we do radio in today? To me, it's really exciting because change is constant. And I think it's important to remember, is it going to be like it was? Heck no. I mean, look at music today. People are getting, I think you can get a record deal on TikTok.
You probably can.
No, they've started a record label. Somebody told me that. So what does that do to me? It makes me go, okay, now what do we do to, it's not about competition for me. It's about being relevant. And that means being authentic. Mm-hmm. I could give you guys a lesson out there as an artist. I know what it feels like to go, what are we going to do, man? You can, what is it? I'll tell you a really quick story. Encyclopedia Britannica is my example. They didn't conform to, not conform, they didn't increase their production because they refused to go onto CD or something. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know what I mean? They stayed book.
Right.
And I think they went out of business because they didn't, as we say in music, we tell new artists who want to make it in life, get a haircut and move to town, which means you're going to have to not lose yourself, but you're going to, getting a haircut doesn't change who you are. It just says, get with it and move to town. Go where the music is.
Right.
So anyway, this is a disaster. I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry. I keep saying that.
You kidding me? We've had some of the best parts of the conversation have been while you're tuning up.
I'm just excited because I think we're coming into a new day of figuring it out. I'm so not doing it. I'm going to keep talking. We're going to keep sharing. I'm going to sing something to your wife too. Tell me her name.
Ashley.
Okay. I can.
Ashley Marie.
You've been married for how long?
We got married, almost 2 years. About a year and a half. Come March will be 2 years.
And you dated for how long?
Oh, it was pretty rapid. We got married after like 6 months. we just knew. We knew. I proposed to her in Austin, Texas. So.
Oh, my God. I love Austin. You know what my favorite memory is doing Austin City Limits when I made it? That was that's my marker, by the way. Austin City Limits is my marker.
Really?
I could live there, honestly, because I hung out there a lot. That's where my name started. I don't know if you know that.
Really? What's that? Tell me that real quick. If you can, while you tune.
Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel gave me my name. He was performing and he was doing a song called Route 66.
Yeah, I remember.
Flagstaff, Arizona, and don't forget Wynonie, he would say. And then I found out that Wynonie Harris is a beautiful black blues singer. And my mom said something about, well, Wynonna, because of the feminine. And here I am. So I changed my name when I was 12.
Wow, thanks for that story. I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
No.
So Ray Benson is responsible for me being the Wynonna name because I was Christina. Did you not know that?
I did not. You know what? Now that you say that, it does ring a bell. Yep.
Read the book. See the movie. What's going on? Something's happening. And you know what this guitar is? This is not a great guitar. It's like a toy guitar almost. It's not like a professional guitar. I'm close. So when you went out on a date, you knew the first time or second or third or eighth?
Well, I actually saw her band performing in a little bar in Bethesda, right outside of DC. And I was just dancing like crazy. She tried setting me up with her best friend, and the two of them FaceTimed me on the ride home. And by the end of that call, I was like, I'm more into her. And the friend was like, go for it. So yeah, there you go.
You know, I love that because it's real, and there's no BS, and there's no cliche. It's just life and real, and I love that. So when I'm sitting there, so I'm doing a show the other night, and I'm there with these magnificent people who don't buy records.
Yeah.
Stay with them. And I'm looking out, and I'm going, what do I say? Because I'm really shy, and I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed. They called me down to do a very specific sort of, like if you went and did a show for, you know, the City Hall or something. You know, you went and did a show, it would be off the beaten path.
Right.
And I did this show that I wouldn't probably normally do. And I thought, I'm in a space and time, y'all, where I say what the heck a lot. Like my sweet husband got home just a minute ago and he told me some stuff. And I literally say, what the heck? Because there's so much of that coming at us. You know, the news, people's comments, just all of a sudden you're watching, you know, something, and all of a sudden something happens and you go, what the heck? And it's almost overwhelming. And so I'm going with it though, because it's turning me into I have this desire to keep it simple because everything is so crazy, you know. And I looked at something on The Voice today. Oh, there was something, because I connect with Blake and I'm watching, you know, Gwen, and she's on this, in this moment where she can't decide between these two singers. And there's this, you know, the headline was, you know, she threatens to quit The Voice. And of course, that's the drama that gets everybody on the site. And I went on there and because I know Gwen, and I thought, this doesn't sound like something she would say. So for myself, I went and looked, and it's her sitting there sweetly saying, I can't decide between these two magnificent singers. You know what I'm saying? And when so when you get a little deeper and you go in and you research, you get the truth.
It's always the context.
Isn't that interesting? And so we have to go a little deeper. And I think that's what I've learned, is in this 8 months, I need to go deeper. And the EP started me on this path of going back in time when I first started singing, which was age 9. And I remember sitting there like on the back porch just going, well, what does that translate to? And then you connect with the Judds and the, you know, superstar and all the words, cliches, TV, radio, you know. And it's like, you know what, though? I'm sitting with that group the other day and I thought, what do they want right now? Do they need the No One Else on Earth dance version? That's fun on a Friday, sure. What are we going to do tonight? And I said, let's do this song. And I wasn't planning on it, just because I thought, man, I just need to sit there and do this and just, you know, it's just start. And so the words, you've been looking for love all around the world, baby, don't you know, this country and girl's still free. Why not me? You know, it's like all of a sudden they were looking at me going, and you could see him, you know what I mean? I don't think they expected me just to break into something that gutsy, and I'm going, why not me? And they're going, what? Rainy day, why not me? Love your cows away. You know, because I'm trying to be fancy. And then he looked at me like, don't be fancy, be real, because he's my producer, Cactus is. And I just thought, just tell the story. And I think that's what country is reminding me of. You know, we get really fancy, but when you take off the extension, when you take off the lashes, baby. You've been looking for love all around the world, baby. Don't you know this country, girl, still free? You know what I mean? It's like, that's what we want. So stay tuned. I'm going to come out with a record that hopefully will be so guts and glory. Maybe that's what I'll call the tour. Because, man, you got to have guts right now. And you got to have that glory moment that gets you through the storm.